For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Brian Primack is a faculty member at the University of Pittsburgh in the Departments of Internal Medicine and Pediatrics. Brian, you've recently published a study that looks at some correlations between listening to popular music and teen depression. Tell me a little bit more about that.
What we did was we looked at around 100 individuals, half of whom had major depression and half of whom did not. And what we did was we followed them over the course of 5 weeks, gave them answer-only cell phones, and called them 60 times during those 5 weeks to assess what they were doing during samples of their time. And what we found, and we were particularly interested in potential associations between depression and various media exposures. And what we found was that if you divided the group into four quartiles based on how much music they were listening to, how often they were listening to music, the group that was listening to music the most was more than 8 times as likely to be depressed as people who were in the bottom quartile with regard to listening to music.
Was the relationship between listening to music causing depression, or was there just an association, or vice versa? If adolescents were feeling depressed, were they more likely to tune in to this type of music?
It's an excellent question, and the study, the way it's designed, cannot answer it. In other words, it's a cross-sectional study, definitely cannot say one way or another whether certain kinds of music is causing depression, whether people who have depression are drawn to certain types of music. I mean, what we would hypothesize, if we had to guess, would be more of the second than the first. In other words, it's more likely, we believe, that people who are depressed, they find some solace in music. You know, they're drawn to themes that they're experiencing themselves. Also, it's possible that they are having difficulty concentrating, difficulty doing social things, and so they end up, instead of doing things that are more active or more creative, things that are more passive, like listening to music.
I can remember growing up in East Tennessee, there were times when if you were feeling low, you just knew there were certain stations you didn't want to tune into, such as certain country music stations, mm-hmm. because those themes might cause you to feel worse, as opposed to perhaps some of the popular stations where it's more upbeat, you've got a major key, that type of thing, and might feel better once you get into that groove.
I think that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, we know that there are a lot of emotional connections with music in the first place. I mean, this has been since the beginning of time. Music, rhythm, sound has had an emotional place for people. Whether it is the feelings that people had when they first heard Beethoven, and the reports are that they came, out of the room crying. Listening to how emotional and passionate the music was, to the very passionate and emotional music that we have today that reflects a lot of the lives of young people. I mean these associations have always been there.
Well, Dr. Brian Primack, thank you very much for talking with me, and I would like to revisit this with you at some point as your research continues.
Sure. Thank you.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine is available as a podcast at wuky.org.